whole story of Purim and the way Chazal mark the Yontif of Purim. We know the Mitzvah Hayom, Ein Bein, Adar Aleph, Adar Rishon, the Mitzvah Hayom, whether it's Mishloach Manos, Matan Sevyonim, Sudas Purim, Simchas Purim, that is a very unique way to celebrate the Yontif. There's no other Yontif that we celebrate with giving presents to our friends, which part of the Yontif Kufa is helping out Aniyim, having a Suda, inviting your friends, being Sameach with your friends. There's no other Yontif that has that degree of focus on it. And it's funny, why? Why of all the Yom Tovim is there so much of a focus on seemingly expanding friendship by the holiday of Purim? So first of all, I'll give the basic answer that Haman made a spoke Lashon Hara, but you know, in all good rumors, there's some basis to it, that the Jewish people are Am Mufura, the Mufuzer Mina Amim. They're one nation, but you know, there's a lot of infighting. There's a lot of we don't hold of you, you don't hold of us. Splintered, lack of Achdus in Klal Yisrael. And Memela, the tikkun for that, our Chazal saw, is to have the celebration of the Yontif be to be Marbe Reyes, to add friendship. If the Chasaron came about, one of the tainas that came about against Klal Yisrael was their lack of Achdus, then the way to misakin it is Gufa with Achdus. Now, what that also really means, you know, the Chafetz Chaim always talks about this in Sefer Chafetz Chaim. It's part of the, we talk about every year by the Chorban, that Sinas Chinam, if that would be Misakin, then we wouldn't have Galus. So obviously that's an area that needs Tikkun. So that means the Pagam that we have in the times of Purim is really, you know, Pashtus alive and well today. And all the more so, we, you know, you start from one day of Purim, and you never know. From one day of Purim being Marbereus, making friends, really could spill over to an entire year. I have stories from many years in yeshiva of how guys, mamish, became friends on Purim. Like, they didn't talk to the guy the rest of the year, and never spent time with the guy much the rest of the year, but you happen to be together, collecting, eating, dancing, walling on the floor, whatever it is. But if you spend your Purim with a guy, you become buddies with him. Unless you're helping him buy the garbage can, which, whatever, he owes you one. But for the most part, if you spend the Geshmak of Purim with somebody, he really builds bonds, makes Ksharim. And end of the day, yeah, that is what a nice theme and an idea for all of us coming into Purim. We want to connect with everybody. And all that. But I want to talk today about friendship. And I was going over before with one of the guys, Rabbi Winter did give a vod a couple months back where he talked about friendship and talked about the idea of guys expanding their circle, which is a tremendous, tremendous yisod, which I'm going to touch on a little bit of that. I want to talk more specific other areas of friendship too. I found a couple amazing Rabbeinu Yonahs, which I'd like to share with everybody. I hope I shared enough marmakomos, but if you don't have, maybe you could share with your friend. That's a nice thing to do. So I first want to do the second Rabbeinu Yonah. This is a Rabbeinu Yonah which is actually found in Shari Tshuva. Hope we'll copy the right ones. But yeah, there we go. This is a Rabbeinu Yonah in Shari Tshuva. Give David Cohen credit for that one. So he quotes a pasuk in Mishlei, bottom of the sheet. So Taivi Yivakish Nifrad Bachotashi Yizgala. Perish. Okay, you don't know how to translate the pasuk. Rabbeinu Yonah is going to tell you what it means. Perish. Nishimavakish Alechas Achat Havaso Ritzono. Someone who wants to go after his Taivas, wants to go after his Ritzonos. Nifrad Mikol Chaver V'Amis. He's separate really from all friends. Ki Archiko Mimenu Oi V'Rea, because friends will distance themselves from him. Because people's taivas and midos are different. If a person is a Baal Seichel, he's not controlled, the opposite of a Baal Taiva. If you're a person more driven by Seichel than Taiva, then you have lots of friends. The person has good midos, everyone wants to be his friend. Okay, so what's Rabbeinu Yonah saying? Very, very fascinating yesod. That based, if a person, to whatever degree a person is a Baal Taiva, to whatever degree a person is a Baal Midos Ros, that's going to affect his friendship. People are automatically going to distance themselves from him. The less of a Baal Taiva, the less of a bad Midos pirate a person is, the more likely he is to have more friends. Everyone's going to connect with him. Now, first let me try to explain this. You know, on the most basic level, I think what Rabbeinu Yonah means is we usually don't think of friendships in these. No, what's a friend? So yeah, people connect. People connect by circumstance. They're in the same class in school. They're working for the same job. Daven the same shul. And we usually talk about friends. Well, if they have similar interests, they become friends. You cheer for the same team, you're friends. You both like drinking on Thursday nights, you're friends. You have kids in the same class. You spend time together, neighbors, all different things. Their associations will make friends. We don't necessarily think what breaks friends, what really hurts these things. Rabbeinu Yonah says, I'll tell you what it is. Midos. Midos roes innately hurt friends. Midos roes are manners that it's not necessarily something you speak about. The guy's about taiva. But it's inevitably going to affect the friendship. Every person wants to connect with another person and, you know, wants a fair playing field. If he's with a friend, okay, you know, I'm not saying the person has to be the biggest Baal Chesed, but he definitely doesn't want something that will irk him. Selfishness, taiva. Bad midos drive away friends.
Why taiva? If it's selfish, I understand.
Yeah.
It's like hurting me, could hurt me, but taiva.
Right.
So guy does this.
Okay. Right. So I believe the word is probably the ultimate yesod of the midah of taiva is gufa selfishness. You're a Baal Taiva means you're fully into yourself. Just take it by food, for example, right? You and your friends split a pie together. You're going to get the better, right? If you're a real Baal Taiva, somehow you're going to make an argument. We talked about this in Avad earlier this year, right? Somehow this guy always wins. You're always going to end up with the better looking pie. No, I'm convinced you know what? I'm going to take the weaker side this week. You could get the better one. Reverse logic, yeah. You really take the one that's much better, but you're telling him, you're giving him, right? You always end up ahead. Because you're Baal Taiva, you have to get that side. So do midos roles. Those midos innately are going to creep into a friendship, and it's going to hurt it. So, Mamela, you see from this Rabbeinu Yonah, I think a very, very important yesod, that you know, people do a lot of things, I think, for friendship. People do a lot of things to fit in. But the things are not on our, maybe the way we dress, the way we present ourselves, the way we act, all those things a person does to attract friends, to be accepted amongst friends, be respected by friends. We don't necessarily focus on how our midos are vis-a-vis a friend, how a friend views us because of our midos. Rabbeinu Yonah says it's a reaction. Latavi v'akish nifrad. You're gonna end up separating yourself from everybody. So if you really want to get friends, what a person has to do, Rabbeinu Yonah spells out the opposite, is more of a Baal Seichel, the more you are away of not being a Baal Taiva, the more people innately be attracted to you because there's nothing stifling it. There's nothing hurting the relationship. It's a very comfortable relationship. You make them feel comfortable. And a lot of this, I think it's the underpinnings. These are not necessarily things going on from the words you're saying, but it's a feeling you get. Can mayim panim al panim? You could feel things. You could connect with things. Maybe not on the conscious level, but on the subconscious level even. But a second point I think you see from this, Rabbeinu Yonah, which is also very important, you guys, to realize, is you have to be wary of friends vis-a-vis the bad midos. Now, Rabbeinu Yonah doesn't say at what point in life do friends separate from friends. He says, look, a Baal Taiva, a person with bad midos, people are going to separate from him. At what point does that happen? There probably is a certain amount of time where you're exposed to the other person's bad midos. You're affected by the other person being a Baal Taiva, but you still stay with that friend. You're still influenced by that friend. And you think about it, friendship is like so complicated. Seer, right? If your friend, let's say, is a few years older than you, the dynamics of the younger person in the relationship stepping back from it is so much harder because, I'm going to, give a cold shoulder to that older guy. It's much harder for a younger person to step away from the relationship than it would be an older person. The older person in the relationship, okay, I see this person has a bad hashpa on me. Okay, I'm a little more in control than I just walk away. But you're hanging out with someone older than you, and then you realize over time, hey, this person has some bad midos, they're rubbing off on me. It takes a certain higher level of gvura to step back and, and casually, without insulting the guy, telling him, hey, I'm not so sure this relationship's good for me. So the first and most basic level is what you're saying. It's uncomfortable to be with someone who has bad midos. But we know it's a klal gadol. Ha'adam mushpa misvivav. A person is mushpa from his surroundings. We say that to be true just from fleeting things which are not friends with you, don't have a relationship with you. I walk in the street, I'm mushpa from the surroundings. So kol shekein, a friend that you're having a relationship with, of course. And these things, if it's working on a subconscious level, then for sure it could reach, definitely when it reaches a point in the conscious level, it's affecting you, for sure. Yes?
At what point do you know if you have to separate from a friend? I mean, none of us are perfect, we all have our own midos.
So I didn't bring a Masal Sharm, but there must be in a yeshiva like this, in a room, who's walking around with a Masal Sharm in his pocket? You're reading a book here. Where's the Masil Sharm, the pocket Masil Sharms? But if you look in Perek Hey, what does Masil Sharm say is the biggest mafsid to Zahiris? Chevera. Worse than just the hashpa of the smartphones and the gayim and everything around us. Worse than the lates. The worst madrega is Chevera. It's friends. And Lamaisa, we know that to be true. Friends have a very strong hashpa, and friends, again, does not necessarily mean someone who I, would invite to my wedding, he's a friend. No, it means people you have relationship with. And, it's funny, as Rebbeim, you get a lot of shilas. Right, Mary, you saw the shilas last night? I get all types of shilas. All types. But you don't necessarily get so many shilas. Yosef, what you bring up is an excellent point. Shalom's about friends. Okay. And it's something that's real. Friends are a major hashpa. I just saw Rabbi Isaac Sher's Medayik, the Lashon in the Mishnah. I wasn't fully sure. I just saw this tonight. So I was trying to figure out where exactly he got his diak. Sounds like from the Lashon. The Lashon of the Mishnah and Ava says, Hisrachik michavera, but some other Lashon from an Adam Rasha. And Rabbi Isaac shares Medayik that the Lashon to separate yourself from a bad friend, huh? Right. Valtischaber la dem Rasha. Excellent. Right? Isaac Scher is mashma that harchik may chaver ra is a stronger lashon valtischaber la dem Rasha. Because he says, Stam and Adam Rasha is obviously a bad ashpa if you're with somebody who's a Rasha, Machal Shabbos, off the Derech, who knows what. But he's an acquaintance, he's not a friend. A friend needs a stronger Azhara. Even though seemingly he's not as bad, he's not a Rasha, but the hashpa on you that a friend has, Zucker by Isaac Scher, is much more of the hashpa than. You know, in Adam Rasha, like, people realize, you know, if you had to spend the Shabbos, remember these, this is sent to Palm Beach for Shabbos, these have Shilas. Oh, if this person's the speaker of that Shabbos, could we go? Right? If you had to be, you know, around somebody who was Rasha, like, everyone would be all nervous about that. What about friends? Lav Dafka. People aren't as nervous about that, but they should be. Because there is a negative hashpa that creeps in, that is it comes to a person. So and it can even be just like a small thing. Let's say you're a big zariz, and you're mechaber with a guy in yeshiva who's not such a zariz. You're very honest in business. But the guy you work with in business is not as honest. You're in trouble.
He also might have other good things. He might have other good things.
And oh, yeah, I'm going to talk to that in a second. I'll talk about that in a second. Correct. Shh. Mask him. Right. Look, I'm not telling, therefore, everyone should be a hermit. I'm not saying that. I was actually going to make fun of that to a certain degree. Right? My guys are hocking me. You know, Mr. Rogers. Mr. Rogers' neighborhood. Mr. Aaron Rodgers. Mm-hmm. So he has to make an important decision. I don't think this has been done in the annals of sports history. So, you know, years ago when I moved down to Florida, taking my talents to Florida. So how'd this guy make up his decision, Mr. James? So he was mechaber with all his barbershop, you know, friends. They sat together, they hocked, they made a whole show about it, you know, where they're going to go. He made his decision mamash with his friends. Masha Ain Kane, this Mr. Rogers, he decided to leave the neighborhood. He decided to leave all all society.
Who's Mr. Rogers?
Aaron Rodgers.
Spent 4 days in a locked room to make a decision.
Dark. Not about a dark, that. It wasn't locked room.
Very, it wasn't that.
Okay, right. Yeah. It was to be away from everything and to be misponing. Right. Yeah. Misponing is a good thing.
Yeah. Yeah.
But he was like so afraid of anyone influencing the decision, shut himself out from society. Huh?
No, the point is to think. No.
Okay, but to think by yourself.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes. They gave him food in a slot.
Like one of those Harry Potter.
Right? Who wants to live through COVID again?
A lot of people do it. Right?
Oh, really?
It was like it's
okay, hold on. All the apologists here. Hold on.
It's something people do.
I don't think the New York team should get it. But anyway. Yes. This is why these things are major silos. And there's when you have situations, look, you know, I'm in a room and everybody wakes up late for chakras. And I see it's affecting me. Should I switch rooms? Lamaisa, on the other hand, there are positive things. And besides the positive things, there's also something called Hilchos Derech Eretz and Hilchos Midos. And you have to be careful. You don't want to hurt another person's feelings. And put for carrot, a guy who's struggling through something, why should you put a nail in the coffin and just like rub it in? You know, you're so bad, I can't even be near you. Of course, that's horrible and that's evil. And like,
you can't really see it.
But, right? Oh, good Kiddush, good Kiddush. But the point I'm saying is, these things are shilas. But let me flip it the other way. Check out this other Rabbeinu Yonah. What I'm trying to give over is friendship is complicated. Look at this other Rabbeinu Yonah. Umasha Amar v'knela chachaver, Peloshen Kniya. This is Rabbeinu Yonah and Avos. Shem yilmatzi b'chinim yikena b'kaspo. So we know this famous idea. Right? Whoever was summarizing these Rabbeinu Yonahs, I give him half credit. He didn't do a good job. Oh, to make a chavatov, a feel bekesef. Right. That's what Mishnah Kneil Chavar means. Bein Yonah says much more than that. V'yivazi nechasa k'dei l'hasav el chavar tov. Okay, that's a nice point. He doesn't say that in his summary either. You should spend all your money to get a good friend. Really spend big money. Right? Not true. We believe it does. But look at the next few lines. Blew my mind. Oshiyikneo b'piyas dvarim v'loshen raka. Or you acquire it by b'mifayisim, by speaking softly. V'lo hikbid b'dvarav. Don't be makbid on what he says. V'yisvol imre fiu. And be sovel. Bite your tongue on what the guy says. Av kisha omer David kinegdo. Even if he says something against you, al yishivena mana. Don't just answer him back. Shabalokein lo yisher ba'ava. Because if you do that, if you squabble, you won't have a friendship. Shadeos chlukimei mupamim yivakish dava ovo kenavsho. What's he saying? An amazing idea. You have a friend. He's literally saying the guy's verbally abusive. He's saying things, right?
Before.
No, he's a friend of yours.
Somehow how to be Kona.
Kishayomer dover kinegdo, right? Kona means to keep them too, right? Huh? Okay. It's definitely something not comfortable, right? I hear your chilek. Hold on. But look what Rabbi Yehuda is saying. An amazing idea. How do we operate with friends? The guy's my friend until we get into a fight. Right? Usually when fights happen, people do things against us. Our innate reaction is, okay, survival of the fittest. You defend yourself. Stand up for yourself. You shouldn't be a pushover. Right? Okay. But so what happens when it's going on with a friend and a friend says something which ruffles your feathers? So you rip back. He says a grommen to you. You give him a grommen back. Double that. Look what Rabbeinu Yonah says. That may not be the best idea to keep your friendship. Kenei l'chachaver, you could buy him with money, but there's another way to buy a friend. Bite your lip. Keep your mouth shut. He ripped you. He got you. He got the better line on you. Just move on. Now why? If he's hurting you, if he's abusing you, like, put a stop to it. Teretz is, like we said before, these things are not so posh. You have to weigh it. The pros outweigh the cons. He's a good friend. He's a good chavrusa. Yeah, he gets, you know, a little rough sometimes. You know? He's a good roommate. But, you know, if you don't play by his rules, you're going to get it. But is it kedai to break the friendship up because of that? Right, the worst thing is the roommate's also a chavrusa. Right? So, you're going to make a fight in the roommate, but you still have to learn with him tomorrow morning Seder. What's going to be? This Rabbeinu Yonah is worth gold. Kenei l'chachav, you know what you do? Absorb it. Be sovel, take it. Because in this situation, it's better to have the friend than to lose it by getting into a fight. What I believe you see from these Rabbeinu Yonahs is how sophisticated friendship really is. You gain things from friends all the time. Even if you don't realize, he doesn't speak it. But somehow the guy's midos go from him to you, and it also goes in the reverse, from you to him. When you become friends and spend time with somebody, the midos of one person to the other go through. His level of taiva somehow is affecting the friendship. His midos are also there. And Mimela, that's obviously reason sometimes to step back. That's the reason, okay, you know, I don't have to go with you every time I want to go to the Makolah in Israel. I'll go with someone else. But at the same time, Rabbeinu Yonah, same man, not a different mandamar. Rabbeinu Yonah also tells us that sometimes it's kedai to be sovel garbage, literally, from a friend, from a guy, because the net goal is better. And even if it means working on yourself and developing a thicker skin than you're used to having, it's worth it, because I'll end up with a friend.
Can we apply this to Rabbeinu Yonah? It's passes through that with one friend, no? So that, you know, it says, you don't have to buy yourself 100 friends.
Yeah.
Let's say you know this friend has bad behavior. Now you have to be sober. And other friends.
Yeah. I'll tell you. Really, no. I never gave you an answer for my title of this vod. In Hebrew, you're right. Binyan Chaverim. That's easy. I'm not sure the exact title. I want to hear how it rings, but it was something to do friendship and flexibility. A person can't be tied down. You have to be able to move, to pivot when the right thing is to pivot, to do that. I'll tell you my personal story.
Friendship.
Huh? You're making a big mistake. That's not true. It could be a full friendship. But some, no, Disney told you that? Who told you that? Real friends are friends forever.
Why not? Why
it sounds like something your sister, a magnet your sister would have on our door.
Why
right?
Not? Why not? Why not?
Right? Let me explain. Give you a tear. Shh. Personal story. Louis Eye, if you're listening, this one's for you. Now, I came into high school. I'm momish, right? My own personal story is, I'll tell them what I want to tell them. Yeah. I came, when I was, you know, I, as Chati'iya Nimaskar Ayom, I'm from Brooklyn. And when I was growing up, in my tween years, 6th, 7th, and 8th grade, I had my chevra, my posse, and, you know, I had a sidekick. We were together for everything. We played ball together, this, that, all different things. Okay, I came to high school. Karate, I took with 4 other guys. It would have been 5, but one guy left me last minute. I'm still friends with him. But I had 5 guys coming with me from Commonwealth in Brooklyn to Chavetz Chaim in Queens. And my closest friend, the famous Zachar Latov, Rabbi Louis I, decided after 9th grade that he wanted to go back to Kamenetz. So he left. And there went my best friend. So, no big deal. After 9th grade, I pivoted to Avi. Avi became my best friend. He was one of the other guys in my circle. Avi was my best friend. Avi lasted the year in 10th grade. By the skin of his... yeah. But he didn't make it out of 10th grade. Today, Reb Avi is a grace Talmud Chacham, a Chavrusa Reb Asher, but he wasn't my friend anymore because he went to some other place. Right? So there went... So I'm 2 years into high school. I just burned through 2 friends. 3rd year in high school. This is very tricky. I still had some of my friends from my original group, but like to hang out with was just Louis I was gone, Avi was gone. So luckily, Hashkacha worked it. Reb Hillel came in. He switched, I think, from Rochester. I could say his name, why not? Hillel Max from the famous Max Mishpacha, cousin. Me and Hillel hit it off. We were best friends, me and Hillel. Hillel, if you're listening to this, I don't know what happened to you after 11th grade. I forgot. But you weren't there. You were gone. So there I am. Maybe it's me. But I'm 3 years in high school. My best friend leaves every year after he's my best friend. I thought I was a pretty good guy. The friend. I remember my 12th grade saying, at this point, it just doesn't matter anymore. Okay. All right, Sean, Evan, aren't the same, right? I'm not going to talk about my 10th grade friend. That's a different story today. Other 10th grade friend. But for after the tapes. Lemaisa, I remember I was very lucky that I was able to pivot and be flexible and readjust. Just because a guy you connect with very well at one stage in life doesn't mean you have to forever spend time with him and he's your best friend. Lemaisa by, I still am. But we're not just not Chavrusa's yeshiva anymore. You know, circumstances change. And I'm not saying you should ever not be a good friend. And you should always care about people and do for people no matter where they are in life. If anyone knows me, you know, I live by that. Doesn't matter where the guy is in life, right? Doesn't matter how what goes on in this, but, right, you keep up. But the Shaila is spending time gaining, connecting. Look at what there is to gain and look at what there is to lose. A person has to be careful with the hashpahs, the people you surround himself with, the people you sit next to at a meal, the people you know, chavrusas, this and that. It has to be on the radar. It's a shaila like other things too. But at the same time, a person, the more and more flexible a person is, the better. I was actually thinking about this. I'll end off with one point. I was thinking about this past week, because we were getting into the Hilaga, you know, had the third year guys over, and we were hocking, you know, Shver. And, you know, one of the big adjustments with going to a big yeshiva like Queens is that you have guys from all over. And, you know, innately, people just, okay, I'll make chavrusas, I'll make friends with my circle of guys I'm coming with. But for a person's own health, this is where my winter's work comes in. It's so important for a person to branch out and go beyond those circles and really connect and do things. I'll end with a story. Brooklyn gets two lines in one vad. That's because they know what they did today. Anyway, so that's the least of the problems. So my one of my years, I was Rosh Chabura in Kolol. So they set me up with, you know, younger Chaburas. And the group they gave me was mostly Brooklyn guys. Stark, one of them is the Reish Beis Medrash in Boca, or Bazriel. Rav Shuki Nissan of famous Memphis, Rav Yeshua. Well, a chush of a guys. Anyway, so I have a lot of Brooklyn guys in this group, very strong, solid guys. There is another guy in the group, leave out his name, grew up in Los Angeles. I remember once meeting his father, sweet, nice fellow. He put on his nicest pair of Levi's for Shabbos, best shade of blue. Like, obviously, a different background this kid was coming from than the guys from Brooklyn. And I remember, okay, you're getting a group and you're getting like somewhat of a mixed bag, Brooklyn guys, but a few other guys. And I still, like, it still hit me. It was one of the weeks, okay, I signed the guy from L.A. to say his Musar Chaburah. And there, Reb Ozzy from Brooklyn is sitting there taking notes of what this guy is saying as his Musar Chaburah. I was blown away. All the shtolts, all the this, I'm from Brooklyn, I'm from this and that. No. We're just two guys in yeshiva. You could have the craziest different backgrounds. But I could connect with you. You're a good hashpah for me. I could learn from you. So let's be friends. Let's be chavrusas. Let's learn together. Let's connect. That's what yeshiva is all about. Yeshiva is about taking guys from totally different perspectives, putting them together, and making a unit out of them. The ultimate time of the year for people to connect is Purim. Yeah, during this man, you have chavrusas, you have shir, hag, this. Perm's a time. No barriers. There shouldn't be. No, nothing. Right? Just guys connecting one another. Goofy, you should spend time dancing with your chavrusa, but you should dance with the guy who you turned down from being your chavrusa. You should dance with your roommate and dance with that guy you still have tinnitus from months ago. Friendship is beautiful. And at least on Purim, when hopefully, you know, you're able to do things, you're more open, you could connect with people you may not have connected with otherwise. And it should be a stepping stone to constantly choose friends, influence friends, get hashpah from friends in the best possible way, and to realize we could gain so much from being the best friend and giving to others. Thank you. Yeah.